Alan Serrell is 105 years old and talking to me from his home in Massachusetts. He's a World War II U.S. Army veteran and enjoys a good pun, especially when it's in the form of a thoughtful Valentine's Day card.
This one here shows a picture of a teddy bear with a heart around his chest. And it says, "Honey, you make B-E-A... You make me very happy."
Serrell is one of about 9 Aleutian Campaign veterans who have been receiving cards and letters through a recent Valentine for a Vet project.
I would say I've got about 20 letters that were sent to me, all in red envelopes.
The project began in February of this year. A call for postcards and letters, along with the vet's information and where to send cards, was shared on social media and through word of mouth. According to Joshua Bell, one of the project creators, they've seen a pretty impressive response from letter writers.
Essentially, we have letters from Alaska to Vermont and Florida, too, winging their way across the country to these guys.
He says the cards are an attempt to recognize these vets for their service during the war, not just on Valentine's Day, but hopefully as an ongoing effort. He also says because the COVID-19 pandemic has left many of the veterans isolated, it's also a way to help them feel more connected.
These guys are by themselves. They've been disconnected for a long time. You know, a lot of them are in isolation. Maybe we can send them some Valentine's cards to let them know that people are still thinking about them.
Bell is a former park ranger for the Aleutian World War II National Historic Area. While he says the project is really the brainchild of his friend Allison Everett, he's been invested in Aleutian World War II history for a while, as his grandfather was one of the Aleutian Campaign vets. He says he's also collected veterans' stories and participated in commemoration ceremonies, like the one that happened just a few years back in Dutch Harbor. For Alan Serrell, the oldest of the veterans on the list, the letters were a very welcome gesture. He says not only were they a thoughtful message, but they also provided a way to explore and discuss memories that he doesn't always have a chance to talk about.
I don't know where to start. All I can say is, when we landed during the battle, we landed on the island of Attu. We made two landings with our ship. Landed at the southernmost area of the island, Attu. And our object was to travel up the...
Serrell never actually received any postcards while he was stationed in the Aleutians, but he says he's happy to receive these ones now. While he hasn't decided if he will respond to them just yet, he plans to keep them, along with the rest of his collection of old newspaper clippings of headlines and photos about the military's campaign in the Aleutians. To find out more about the ongoing letter-writing campaign, visit the Aleutian World War II History Facebook page. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.